This is Northwest News from KNKX. Hundreds of anti-pipeline demonstrators chanted and waved signs outside of Seattle City Hall Wednesday before dozens filed in to council chambers to testify before Seattle's Finance Committee. They urge council members to pass an ordinance that would pull $3 billion from Wells Fargo Bank, partly because of its role in financing the North Dakota Access Pipeline. 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has a story.
The measure passed out of committee with a vote of 8-0. It directs the city to divest from Wells Fargo by ending its current contract when it expires in 2018.
Wells Fargo has not in any way matched the values of this city.
That's Councilmember Shama Sawant, who has championed the cause of the demonstrators. She echoed many of their concerns, which include everything from the bank's recent fraud scandal to its investments in private prisons. But there was added urgency around its involvement in the Dakota Access Pipeline. This week, the Trump administration ordered the Army Corps of Engineers to push ahead with the last easement needed to finish the project.
And the example that Seattle can set today by voting on this legislation today can be a beacon of hope to activists all around the country.
The ordinance, which now goes before the full council for a vote on Monday, also strengthens the city's policies for selecting future contract partners that are committed to fair business practices. In a statement, Wells Fargo says it is one of 17 institutions involved in financing the pipeline and that its share is less than 5% of the total. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.